willing suspension of disbelief. That phrase was used first by Samuel Taylor Coleridge 185 years ago. You believe in an artistic reality, Coleridge said, and in so doing you possess poetic faith. Nowadays, cinematic faith is called for more often, and it's a fragile thing. Sarah Fischko looks at how we watch movies closely and how even their tiniest storytelling flaws resonate on the set and off.
When Mary Kelly tells people she does feature film continuity for a living, people rub their hands together with glee.
People love it. Their eyes light up. Oh, yeah, you know, and now with the advent of VCRs and DVDs where you can play in slow motion or you can immediately rewind to go check. Aha, I've caught them again.
It's a popular indoor sport, finding movie flaws. The water glass half full in one shot, full up in the next. The left-hand, right-hand syndrome. That's why script supervisors have to do everything they can to protect their reputations. Mary Kelly worked on the TV version of Death of a Salesman in the mid-80s, and she's never forgotten it.
Miss Forsyth, you've just seen a prince walk by.
We had shot the scene where Willie's with his sons at a bar, and he leaves the bar to go into the bathroom. And we had wrapped for the day.
Dustin Hoffman, who was both the star and the producer of the show, wanted to retake a shot the next day, but this time he wanted to carry a drink with him into the shot.
Now, we'd already shot the shot of him going into the bathroom, and it was as clear as day that he had no glass in his hand. And I remember I got down on my knees and said, please, please don't let him take this shot glass.
Well, the director took pity on our Mary and shot everything both ways, with the glass and without. Then the picture is finished and Mary goes to a special screening for the crew.
I gave you an order! I gave you an order! Now you come
I'm watching, you know, and it's at the end, and it's at a very, very, very emotional point. And here you go. I'm sitting in the audience, and this shot is pulling back, and it reveals the scotch glass, you know, as tall as the building, in my view. And where you cut is to a wider shot of Dustin getting up. And you can obviously see there is no scotch glass.
Sure, you look all right.
It's just, oh my God, I cannot believe they used that shot.
Lesson learned, flaws in films are a balancing act. The script supervisor may beg, kick, scream, and protest. But if the director prefers the shot with the continuity error, the director is going to use it.
The creative decision was made that that mismatch was less important than the moment of the scene.
That's where the public comes in, and they do love to catch filmmakers at it. There are websites, clubs, scholarly dissertations, and trashy magazine articles on the nature of the movie mistake.
Hollywood has presented such an idealized version of anything. I mean, the people are beautiful, and they never have zits, and they never have runny noses.
Dr. Joy Brown is a radio psychologist who also likes to think about how people look at movies.
So if we're going to believe that this is really life, then you got to sort of make no mistakes. And I think that that's part of the unconscious contract that we make when we go to a movie. Is, all right, entertain us, and we'll swallow your fantasy, but don't you dare disrupt it.
But then again, it's so much fun to find them, those flaws. And even Dr. Brown has treasured movie mistakes, like the one in The Way We Were.
It's the top floor.
There's a scene where Barbara Streisand takes Robert Redford to her apartment and is making tea for him. And she puts the tea kettle on the stove, and she puts the top on it, the whistle on it. And if you look at that scene, it's on a jar. It's not on straight, which means when it boiled, it would knock it off. It would not whistle. And the next thing we hear is the whistle.
General Quarters,
and I'm thinking, no! And I've seen that movie, like, you know, a bunch of times. And every time I think, no, they're going to fix it this time. You know what? They never fix it.
But pro Mary Kelly tries. When she points out a glaring mismatch to her colleagues on the set, there's one phrase she keeps hearing.
Oh, come on. If they're looking at that, ... Meaning, if they're looking at that, we haven't got them anyway.
But Mary's seen errors in finished films that make her wonder.
What are you doing?
I gotta go.
Fatal Attraction.
You're coming back till tomorrow.
There is a shot where Glenn Close is propped up in bed, and she is bare-chested, and the sheet, the bedclothes, are at her waist. And you cut to a tighter shot, and the bedclothes are now covering her breasts, her naked breasts. You cut back, and her breasts are exposed again, and then you cut again, and they are covered. I just laughed to myself and thought, yeah, they are looking at that. I'm quite sure everybody's looking at that.
So movie mistakes endure. They're part of some people's film history, like Rosebud and the Odessa Steps. Fortunately, though, if you really get caught up in a film, you can suspend disbelief and say, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Fishko.